Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's go to Howard Eskin. We talk to the king, of course, every single Thursday at this time. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Well, Joel looked like a hound dog last night in the beginning. He looked dead. But then he started catching rabbits. Then he started getting rebounds. Then he started making threes and zipping passes and getting big-time help from Nick Batum. For more on the Sixers' win and what it means and how it went down, we go from one king to the next, from Elvis to Howard. Good morning, King.
Good morning. Good morning. And, by the way, I do not buy into that Embiid is hurt. He may be out of shape because he hasn't played all that time, but
he's grabbing his knee a lot of the time. He's wearing a brace that he hasn't worn before. Annoyed by it. He's pulling at the brace. That doesn't mean he's hurt, Joe. I'm saying he's not hurt.
Howard, he's agreeing with you. Look, it could be.
Yeah, he's. I think he wants. It's the comment, what was it, about a week ago? He says, I really shouldn't be playing. Well, then don't play.
Like he appreciates the attention.
Howard, I think he's injured, man. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think Jimmy Butler was injured last night?
I think Jimmy Butler's turned into a drama queen.
No, Howard. He had a real injury.
Did he finish the game?
Yeah.
Howard, when have you played through an MCL in a basketball game?
Hey, Joe, I played with a broken leg for five.
Okay.
I worked with a broken leg for five games, and that included the Super Bowl.
Howard, all due respect,
and
you stood
Howard's
on a sideline.
Performance
Jimmy
did
Butler's,
not suffer.
Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid are running up and down a court.
It's already reported he has an MCL injury. It is reported. Like, sources say he has an MCL injury. Like, it's not fake.
Like, maybe Jimmy Butler will play tomorrow night, but if he doesn't, maybe he'd be out
tomorrow night.
Everybody worried about Jimmy Butler too much. Everybody worried about Jimmy Butler too much. Miami is a little above an average team. The Sixers are supposed to be better than an average team.
Well, that's true.
Okay. So, and that's what they are. And they were missing one of their players. It's just an important player, too. So, they won the game. They were going to make the playoffs anyway because they weren't going to lose on Friday night. But it gets things settled. They're playing the Knicks. It's an interesting matchup.
It's
actually worse if they lost to the Knicks, than if they lost to the Celtics. So it's actually worse because people expect them to beat the Knicks.
That's interesting. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes some sense. I mean, depends a little bit on how if you lose to the Knicks in seven, that could be better than losing to the Celtics in four. But I get your drift. Howard, as it relates to the next 2 weeks or 2 months, for their chances to make a long run, are you more encouraged or discouraged based on what you saw last night?
Well, I never thought they were going to make a long run because the playoffs are so different than the regular. The regular season in the NBA is a complete farce and a joke. There is no defense.
Yep.
But when you get to the playoffs, Eric Spoelstra might be the best coach in the NBA. And don't discard Tom Thibodeau. He is a very good coach.
Yep.
He's relentless with his players, and sometimes that wears him out. But he's like Tortorella. He's like Laviolette. He's like Mike Keenan used to be years ago. He's great as long as the players continue to respond. And I think the Knicks have a better coach. I think they have a better team. But that doesn't mean the Sixers can't win. But if they lose to the Knicks, then all hell's going to break loose, because the expectation, whether it's 7 or 4 or whatever,
yep.
They're not supposed to lose to the Knicks. But I'm not encouraged for a long run. And then afterwards, would they play Boston or play the winner of Indiana-Milwaukee?
Indy-Milwaukee.
Okay.
Next, and then Boston.
Well, Indy doesn't play defense, but boy, they score.
Well, the good news is there is a path that they really won't face a truly great team for a month. So, you know, the Sixers could win these series. We'll see. Howard, let me ask you this. Tobias Harris, I am ready for him to be a 10-minute-a-game player. I've seen enough. I mean, they turned the game around with him off the floor. Do you agree, like, enough of the charade of forcing 30 minutes of Tobias?
Do you really need even 10 minutes?
No.
Really, what? Tobias Harris gives you nothing. He's just a guy. He's not going to help you win. He's not going to help you lose or cause you to lose. But it's just Nick Nurse. We'll see what he does, but he's going to play out of respect. Tobias Harris is going to get
minutes. But let me say this. I don't need that, Howard. Like, I got 2 or 3 more chances with Joel in his prime. I don't need to play an inferior player out of respect. I'll say this right now. I need Nick Nurse to be the adult in the room to look at everybody, managing down to Tobias, managing up to Josh Harris, who gave him 185, and said, hey, everyone, get out of my way. Just know this. This dude ain't playing for me much anymore.
Well,
because he's not good enough.
I disagree with something you just said. They have two or three more years with Joel Embiid.
Yep, yep.
I think two would be a stretch. You know, he always gets hurt. He's in his 30s. The team's just not right. I am so impressed with a team like Oklahoma City. Now, I don't think they're going to win.
Right.
But the fact that they did it in, what, a couple of years, because they made really good decisions.
Yep.
They knew when it was over, and you got to move on. And the Sixers, you know, is Joel Embiid really the right player to win a championship? I think he's a terrific player, but I don't think he's a leader, and he's not a winner.
Hey, Howard, I want to play some audio for you. I want to hop over, if we can, to Hurts, because he spoke yesterday extensively. And
I want to touch on another thing with the Eagles, too.
All right, so let's start with this. So a lot of what Jalen said yesterday was good and fine, but it struck me like there's some let me see how I can put this. Like, he talks too much in theory sometimes and not enough about what he specifically needs to do better. And Ike yesterday, after the press conference, had some criticisms of Jalen. I want to play one piece of audio and get your reaction, Howard, to what Ike said. Here's what Ike said after the Hurts presser yesterday.
I'm telling you as what I was expecting to hear and what I would like to hear. I would like to hear more excitement about working in this offense, working with the new players that they have, Saquon Barkley, getting into meeting rooms with Kellen Moore and figuring out how can we be explosive, how can we, like, that's the stuff that I would have wanted to hear. It just seems more like it's a robotic answer that, does he seem like he's attached?
No, but he never seems attached to anything.
Yeah, I guess. And I guess that's just him. I don't know, man. When you're the face of the franchise, dude, like, you should be an extension of what the front office is saying. Like, he isn't under some sort of contract situation. It's not like Dak, who's on the last year of his deal, and he doesn't know if he's going to be there.
Right.
Those type of things. Like, you're here.
You're the future.
You're the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
Like, why does it sound like you're just another employee on the like just another player on the team? That's just me.
Howard, did you find the way Jalen presented things yesterday disappointing?
Well, first of all, and asking with a pertinent comment, he's never attached. He's not attached at all. He's just, when he speaks, he says nothing. He wants more excitement. Ike, what do you want? You want just him to be resurrected into a different person? That's who he is. He used sponge, 2 or 3 times?
Yeah, yep.
Just, you know, he almost used as much as you use that word friggin'.
I do use it a lot.
Oh, my gosh. but that's who Jalen Hurts is, and I'm okay with him not getting involved now. They just got in. They just got in. And let, you know, Kellen Moore put together. They meet every week before a game. Every week, the quarterback and the offensive coaches and the head coach. So it's okay, and you have so much time. You still the coaches can't even get on the field with them. So once they get on the field, and then you see when that starts, and that's like 2 or 3 weeks, I guess, after the draft, which is, you know, bearing down on us. That's who Jalen is. You can't expect any more. There are no more expectations. Nah, I'm okay. Just, I didn't expect anything from.
So what was your big takeaway from his presser yesterday, Howard?
That he's kind of the same guy.
Did you learn anything new about him or the team?
No, I didn't learn anything new about the team. He's been together with Saquon Barkley. I'm okay. It's still so early for the players to mold together. And then only some of the guys go out on the field, and then they're not allowed to be with a coach anyway. So I'm not really discouraged because that's who Jalen Hurts is.
All right, Howard, final thing here. I want to get your answer to a Twitter poll question of the day today. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new 2024 Chevy Trax, it's arriving daily at Armin Chevrolet. Starts at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Here's the question, Howard. Because, of course, the big ESPN story yesterday on Belichick and attaching him to the Eagles. Howard, who would you rather have as the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni or Bill Belichick?
Sirianni took me less than a half a second. Less than a half a second. All right, you need to be schooled, and you need to stop this. They had no interest in Belichick before. Howie Roseman has talked. This is just such a made-up internet website story. He has talked to Bill Belichick before. Remember, Howie and Josh McDaniels was almost the head coach of the Eagles because he likes Belichick. And they have talked in the past, I'll say numerous times. They know each other really well. But he still wasn't the coach. They had no interest in him last year. First of all, Nick Sirianni's coming off a Super Bowl, a Super Bowl, what, 2 years ago. So Belichick will not ever be the head coach of the Eagles, ever. All right? That's E-V-E-R, if you need to
spell
it.
Howard, let me ask you this question as a follow-up, though. If the Eagles did have interest in him, why would they wouldn't tell you that. Right,
well, they're not telling me this either. But I know. Well, let's put it this way.
You know what I'm saying? It's only two people's opinion that matters: Lurie and Howie. And if they're of the mindset to maybe pivot to Belichick, if Sirianni gets one more crack and fails, they're not going to put out, I don't think, to almost anybody that we're considering Belichick, because they don't want Sirianni to feel that entering the
show. Without Tom Brady, what has Belichick won? What has he won?
Well, that's a reasonable point.
Okay, and then with Howie, he wants to have control of players. Selected the wrong quarterback. He selected three tight ends 1 year in the draft, and they didn't last 2 years. One of them didn't last 2 weeks with the Eagles on the practice squad. This is a guy who has no clue about picking it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Personnel. Without Tom Brady, he can't win as a head coach. He doesn't connect with players. Does he? And he'll sound so intelligent during the draft, and he does sound intelligent. Because he knows, but he's not a coach that without Tom Brady is ever going to win. And when teams, you just saw that, you know, that the master thoughts on Bill Belichick when nobody wanted him.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
Nobody wanted him.
Yep.
He would not be a good coach. And to think that And I know there's going to be thoughts, and you're going to probably beat the drum, Joe, and beat it till it breaks. If the Eagles don't win a few games, you're going to say, well, you got to get Belichick in here. You got to get Belichick in
here. I'm open-minded to it. I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm not, because it would be a disaster. Hey, Bill Belichick has never turned out an assistant that's been a head coach. Never.
He's turned out six championships, though.
Yeah, I don't care about assistants.
And eight if you count the Giants.
I just want to get a Super Bowl win.
but he's not. He's done. D-O-N-E. So there's two four-letter words. I don't want to extend it anymore because I don't want to confuse you guys.
I'll give you a third. You ready? K-I-N-G. Thank you, King.
Soon to be a doctor.
Stay well, buddy. Yeah, Dr. King. There you go. All right, Howard Eskin. Let's get back to the phones. A lot to react to. Obviously, primarily a thrilling Sixers win last night, but also one that leaves a lot of us confused because the first half was so bad. Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
84-103 without TB12. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, so I think Howard is probably more along the lines of right than you are, Joe. I hate to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what there is to be encouraged about from last night. I mean, if I had told you yesterday morning on this show that the best player on the floor was going to be Nicholas Batum,
yeah,
you probably would have started to, you know, plan your next round.
But Ken, I'll give you a flip side. If I'd said to you yesterday, just these two things, you would have been encouraged. Joel Embiid will face great adversity, but fight through it, and the Sixers will win. Like, both sides of it are true.
You know, Joel Embiid, at the end of the day, his numbers last night reflect what you get out of Joel Embiid in the playoffs. And you know, to have a group of guys to be so completely and totally confused, what is this new thing that we're seeing, this zone defense?
We've never
seen this before. I mean, this isn't, you know, rec league basketball for eight-year-olds.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Your prime, Joe. You know, it was – you know,
no, I agree with you. Look, the way
that zone, the way the Heat run it, has that same effect on a lot of teams, and it's not as simple as it's just a zone. That's high level defense.
But John, they weren't even passing the ball well.
You're right, and they
10 turnovers
in
the
first
half.
They couldn't shoot them out of the zone in the first half. That was the biggest problem.
So what
in the second half they were able to shoot them.
Say it again, Ken.
What if the Knicks come out and do the same thing?
Well, they better adjust quicker.
They're not going to be capable of replicating the Heat's zone, the amorphous
Thibodeau's
zone.
One of the great defensive coaches in the league.
1-4-1-second.
I know.
Ken is different. It's unique, and it's hard to practice that.
Hey, Ken, we're honoring Batum today and his French connection. Give us something with a French connection.
Well, Joe, it's your favorite new appliance. The bidet.
The bidet. Good answer.
That's a really good answer.
Apropos, if you will. All right, John in Allentown. John, good morning.
Yo, the King nailed it today.
With what point? Or all of them? You tell me, which one?
From beginning to end, man. He just nailed it today. I mean, he was on it.
He made some good points. Hold on, we got some feedback here. Go ahead, John.
Joe, I am on your side with one thing. Belichick intrigues me.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Otherwise, everybody in the room, I'm the one telling you right now. This series is going to go five with the Knicks, but the Sixers ain't going to be on the winning side of it.
Well, John, the good news is the Knicks are the weakest two seed I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, they already built in the excuse of, Joel's not right. He doesn't look right. So when they get knocked out in five, they have the built-in excuse, man. It's the same old drum they're beating, bro. Same old drum.
Look, we'll see. We'll assess when the series is over. John, give me an answer here for a French connection.
Statue of Liberty?
Has already been said. Give me a different one.
Crepes, man. Crepes.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate the call, John. Let's get to last night. And the Phillies also won a game. So it starts with Schwarber. I mean, it starts with Christopher Sanchez pitching, gives up a run in the first. Then Schwarber hits a homer, bottom of the first. Then Trey Turner hits a homer, bottom of the first. They go back-to-back. Phillies actually put up a four spot early, then go quiet with the bats for a while. But Kyle Schwarber, later in the game, His second, and this was a shot. This was out quick. Kyle Schwarber had two home runs last night.
Schwarber rips it deep down the right side, hooking in the corner. It is gone. It's off the facing of the second deck, and it's a two-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. He smoked that pitch.
Yes, he did.
John, it's good to see the Phillies sort of asserting themselves here the last few days. I mean, granted, they faced a lesser competitor, but they did what you're supposed to. They swept this team. They're now 3 above .500, and hopefully they can leave all that .500 stuff in the rearview mirror. And no, look, the Braves keep winning themselves, but I think the biggest thing from yesterday, and I know, James, you'd referenced Rojas earlier in a couple hits and the double, but to me, Christopher Sanchez giving you another game. Like, I'm starting to believe in him. And I had, some belief, but I'm starting to, get all the way there now. I mean, John, he might be legitimate.
I believe Sanchez has proven his point. And this team, against lesser competition, is showing that they are, the better. That their roster on paper is clearly superior to what the Rockies can put out there. This was a get-right series. No doubt about it, a get-right series against an inferior opponent, and we got right. That's great. That's what good teams are supposed
to
do.
Yeah.
Let's hope this continues. We can continue to use it as a feel-good thing. The guys are gaining confidence. That's half the battle in baseball.
Look, shaky eighth inning, obviously, with Soto. I mean, things got borderline out of control there, but Alvarado able to come in the ninth and settle things down. I will say, though, you got to give credit to the Braves. I mean, they already lost their number one starter. He's out for the year. Not only have they lost him for a couple games that he would have already pitched, but the deflation that you got to think, to some extent, has to set in at a clubhouse when you lose a player like that. I mean, imagine if the Phillies lost Zach Wheeler. I mean, that would be devastating. The Braves just keep winning. I mean, they won again yesterday. They're 12-5. I mean, they are a machine. So, you don't have to like the Braves, but I do admire their winning ways, and hopefully the Phils can keep up with them. Let's go to Derek in Trenton right now. Derek, good morning.
Hey, can you hear me okay, guys?
We can, Derek.
Yeah,
go
good,
ahead,
Derek.
Go ahead, pal.
I'm a little out of range. I was in range all day until about now. But anyway, I'm like confused on the Sixers. I was out on them, and then after last night's game, I am excited, but, confused. I think they're going to beat the Knicks if they could go up by two. Right away, maybe rest Embiid for a game, and hopefully they can go deeper. But I don't know. I'm still a little skeptical, of course.
Well, Derek, I will say this. As predictions go, I think we'll win the series if we get a two-games lead in the series. I mean, it's a fairly safe call. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Derek, right. why don't you go with this one? If the Sixers have a 3-0 lead, they'll probably win the series. You want to go there? Derek's not picking up what I'm putting
out. He was not
out.
Feeling that at all.
That's
hard
all right.
to blame him, to
all right,
be fair.
All right, Derek, I'm just being a jackass.
I'm starting to lose you guys. I want to get
Joseph Cameron, you are officially a jackass.
All right, give us your answer, Derek. What do you have, buddy?
My answer is Jim Morrison died and buried in France.
Yeah. That's right. Sure. Jim Morrison buried. That is exactly right. 215-592-9494. And John, where is Grant's tomb? What was the question? Where is Grant buried? What was the question? I bungled it. All those years, what was the question? Like, who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Yes.
I remember, didn't people used to ask you that, John?
No.
Oh, come on. Reed, did anyone ever ask you who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Of course.
Thank you. James, you've heard that, right?
I've heard it, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
why is it Grant?
Well, because it's Grant. it was like a stupid, when you're in fourth grade.
Did you get tricked?
Yeah, I said Washington. Yeah, George Washington is buried in General Grant's tomb. 215-592-9494. Kids, that's not true. I don't believe that. All right, Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. Coming up, more on all these topics, including more on the Eagles. A crazy story related to the Eagles and the season opener in Brazil. We'll get to that and more. But obviously, the Sixers, the big topic here today. Rightfully so. They pulled it out last night. Talking about it on 94WIP. Hey, the NBA play-in tournament, obviously a couple more games, a couple more days. And this entire postseason, you've got a chance to win big with FanDuel Sportsbook, where you can play your way as a new customer into $150. That's right, new customers, place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets whether you win or lose during the NBA playoffs. So many games to bet on, obviously another game tonight, tomorrow one more, and then when you get to Philadelphia and New York and all the matchups. All right, great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. coming up in about 45 minutes at 9:15. Little life advice with the hammer. As get a scenario in, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. How do you need some help in life? Seltzer will choose one such scenario presented by a listener. I'll spin you some advice at 9:15. Let me give you some preemptive advice right now. Right now, some advice related to the Sixers. If you have a Tobias Harris jersey, cross out Harris and then write in Batum. And then whatever Tobias's number is, rearrange it to make it Batum's number. Because, like, I can't imagine there's a human walking around today in Philadelphia wearing a Tobias Harris jersey, which is a shame because he's a nice guy.
Extremely.
But he just stunk. He was so bad. And Batum saved all of them last night. Joel was a part of that as well because Joel obviously in the second half played really well. Fourth quarter, he played great. I mean, fourth quarter, he was great. First half, he was a disaster. Stephen A. Smith was lamenting the whole thing at halftime. I think the whole city of Philadelphia was just... I mean, it felt over.
We haven't talked about it. And even Nick Nurse coming back at the fourth quarter, like, really called out Embiid. Do you remember that? Yeah, like, he was pretty critical. He was like, we need Joel to be the Joel we expect him to be, essentially. Like, coming back from the break. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, no, I was impressed. Yeah, I was texting with a couple buddies about it. They were like, wow, I really crushed it.
Because if he's saying that there on ESPN, hopefully he's saying that in the huddle to Joel. Like,
yeah, I'm sure he was.
Like, you know, what was it in Rocky? There is no tomorrow. The irony was there would have been a tomorrow yesterday because then they would have played in this 9-10 game. Or
people
kept saying do or die game, too,
and I was like, guys, it's not.
But it felt that way for a few reasons, one of which is the Celtics is a harder path. The other thing is it's like if you can't beat the Heat, then what are the chances you're really going to go on a meaningful run? So, look, a lot from last night to react to. You can at 215-592-9494. Batum was amazing. Let me in honor of Nick Batum. By the way, we're also giving away Aerosmith tickets today. We're looking for a French connection. Give us something with a French connection, like Nicholas Batum. Best answer by the end of the show. Whoever provides it will win the Aerosmith tickets. To the phones we go. Let's talk to let's go to Kevin right now. Good morning, Kev.
Hey, good morning. How goes it, guys?
Goes well.
Pumped
Kevin.
Up, man.
Hey, hats off to John. He's been calling it for months, and I just wasn't believing it till yesterday. He called it with Embiid coming back, he came back the first game after Easter and resurrected the team.
Yeah, but Kevin, he looks worse now than he did 2 weeks ago. Like
he does.
They got a shot, right. But let's not act like they crossed the finish line last night. I mean,
they won one game.
No. The race just began in an 8-9 in a 7-8 game.
I was convinced they were out last night. Now we got lucky with Butler, but hey, he's back, and I'm here to watch. So
I think it's a huge yes, and I think that Joel, with each game that he plays, it'll be easier for him to play the ensuing game from a conditioning standpoint.
It may be
for him.
Maybe
playing basketball is the only thing that gets him in basketball shape.
But John,
and I don't know if that's part of the 7'2", 280 thing or what.
But
that's the truth.
But Kevin, here's my argument. On the flip side, like, John might be right. I want to be clear. He might be right about that. That's if it's a conditioning issue. My worry, Kevin, is the main issue is an injury. That's what it looked like to me. It looked to me like he is playing injured, and that, you know, could be a real problem in a 7-game series when you got to play 7 games in, like, 15 days or so.
He was injured. They fixed it. It's hard to tell
but
when
it buckled.
You're an athlete
it buckled
and they
again.
Fixed something. It's hard to tell when it feels a little off. That it's not injured any longer, that it feels clicky and poppy, and that's okay, that's just something called crepitus that's in there, and it's just gonna happen, and you have to get used to it. You have to take a step and have it click and not be a problem to realize, hey, I can do that, and it's not going to be the end of me.
Just know the way that you're wired and the way he's wired, though, could be two different things.
I know.
You know, that's, you know. Kevin, give me a great answer for something with a French connection.
Sure. The way Batum and Embiid played in the fourth quarter yesterday simply can't be put into words. They played with a certain je ne sais quoi.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, nicely done.
Look at that. Seltzer, I write all these down. How do I spell that?
Just put joy of life.
No, I'll give it
a shot. That's what it means. It means
But I'm not writing joy of life. Say quoi. All right, I gave it a shot. It's better than joy of life.
Is it?
No, it's.
I don't think it is.
Well, let me ask you.
I don't know. Je ne sais quoi.
You just writing nonsense on your paper is not better than what the phrase means.
All right, I need an answer from John. John, what's better, a threesome or a menage?
Could have been a winning answer.
I'm just asking.
Could have been a winning answer.
I'm just asking for a friend. Let's go to Eric in Cherry Hill. Good morning, there, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys.
what's up, Eric?
So yeah, I have a. I have a comment and then a question. Yep. My comment is, so this you know, everyone's so, it seems like everyone is, you know, not very happy with this win. I don't know why, but so the score was 96-96, and they double-teamed Embiid, and he threw it into Oubre, and he attacked the basket.
Yeah.
And he made the free throw.
I actually thought he got fouled on the catch. I thought the Sixers got a little lucky there that counted, but it was close.
So, yeah, the point being, it was just so refreshing to see, you know, immediately I thought about Simmons,
yeah.
You know, not willing to take this out, even a Harden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys, you know, they would never take that shot. They would, you know.
And Oubre's dying to take that shot.
Exactly.
He loves taking that shot. And that's part of why this year's going to be different.
Yeah, so it was just nice to see these new role players, you know, whether they miss, they lose, miss or make it, you know, healed, whoever.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, you know.
Eric, I like having Lowry out there. Look, I thought he started strong. He was running all over the place. Then I thought he kind of tapered off a lot. But. You know, and that's what's going to happen with an old guy in the NBA. But I really enjoy having Lowry on the Sixers. It's a shame it's not 5 years ago. It's a shame it's not 10 years ago. But he's going to help them at times. Eric, yeah. what's your question here, man?
Okay, so this is like something I've always kind of wondered. So it was, I think there was like 8 seconds left, and both teams were in the penalty. Why doesn't a team throw it into the backcourt and just, you know, get that extra 4 seconds, you know, have Miami have to chase them down, and they're going to have to foul them, obviously, right?
Well, I'm a little confused in the moment. So you're saying the Sixers should have thrown the ball in the backcourt?
Right. They
And
they,
where were they? Where were they inbounding the ball?
From half court.
One fear is, I think you can reestablish in the backcourt. I think, but one fear is obviously if the ball gets stolen, the other team's really close to scoring. I mean. I remember that game when AI's first buzzer beater ever, I think it was his first buzzer beater ever, when he stole the ball in an inbounds pass with about 3 seconds to go, the ball was thrown backwards. He just caught it and ran right down the floor and laid it in for a layup, and that was the end of the game. Like, you know, you know, when the ball is thrown toward your own basket, at least if it gets stolen, the other team's got to go 85 feet to go score. So some of it's a timing thing. But I understand your point. You're saying use space in the backcourt. I mean, Eric, give me an answer here for a French connection.
Yeah, I had one, but I changed it. How about Quasimodo, Hunchback of Notre Dame?
You got it, man. I mean, the whole Notre Dame thing was just, all right, Hunchback of Notre Dame, you got it. So here's a story, and this has been out there for a couple days, and we haven't talked about it just because we've been so busy with so many other things. When I first saw this story about the Eagles and the jerseys in Brazil, I thought it was fake.
So did I.
Like, right?
Yeah,
like,
I did. I didn't believe it.
I thought this was a fake internet thing because it just sounds so preposterous. But if you don't know this story yet, let me present this to you. Because, of course, we all know the Eagles are going to play in Brazil in the first game of the season. And, you know, there are now multiple reports that this is true, that the Eagles, John, might – so the Eagles are the home team, the designated home team, if you will. They may not be allowed to wear their traditional green home jersey when they play that game against the Packers in Brazil, because the soccer team that plays in that stadium in Brazil has such a fierce rivalry with their rival who wears green that, like, green is not allowed to be worn in that jersey in that stadium. Like, not allowed. Like, there are signs up, you're not allowed to wear green.
What about Eagles fans who go there?
Well, listen, look, we're gonna have 50,000 Philadelphians.
And
1 billion Brazilians.
They also picked two teams that have green. The Packers are green, too.
Are the Packers not allowed to say their name?
Our fault. Like, this is on someone else.
Well, of course.
And bad planning. We're not going to change the color of our team.
I sure hope not. I mean, I and to Rhea's point, like, even if the Eagles wore the white jerseys in the stadium, I mean, you're going to have green,
you still got green
all through
everywhere.
The town
yeah.
for 3, 4, 5 days. So, you know, Brazilians, if you're drunk, look out, because Eagles fans will beat you up if you say something to us. But, like, weird story.
That's true.
No,
I mean,
seriously.
That could be, like, a real
John,
sticking point.
The issue
if
is not going to
get mad.
The issue is not the game.
Yeah.
The issue is the 3 or 4 days around
just
the game.
Just on the street.
Correct.
A couple days before, hey, dude, get that green shirt
right.
off. Hell no, this is, it's Jalen Hurts.
Correct.
I'm not taking Jalen
Hurts
off.
Correct.
And then them's fighting words.
Correct. So, weird story. I don't know where it'll go. Keep your eye on it. We'll see as we get closer what happens there. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Dustin in North. By the way, I think these people in Brazil got to get a grip on soccer. But
you know what? The Eagles are just going to wear the Philly Connects jerseys.
Oh, let's hope not. Dustin in Northeast Philly. Hi, Dustin. Dustin. Dustin not ready to go. Let's talk to the Bishop in Lansdale. Hi, Bishop.
How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Bishop.
Bishop, have you ever thought about just adding a "the" to your name?
No.
I mean, the Bishop, man. Like, that's badass. Like, you're the Bishop.
Well, I'm still a Bishop, so, you know, that's good enough
for
me.
It's still pretty cool.
Fair enough.
I want to talk about the game last night. I am very encouraged about the game last night, and this is why. We didn't play our best game and still found a way to beat a team that is playoff tested.
Yeah, but Jimmy got hurt, and Bishop, I will always contend if he hadn't, the Sixers would have lost.
But then look at the other side of the coin. Maxey didn't play his best game either.
That's
if he
true.
Does, the game could have came out a different way.
True.
And I also want to say Kyle Lowry is that dog that Tucker was supposed to be. That one diving pass he made off the inbound pass late in the game
yeah.
to Oubre was amazing. Like, he really wanted to help win that game last night.
Yeah, he did. Like, listen, his effort's phenomenal. His effort's always been phenomenal. I mean, Bishop, I remember Lowry, it's now close to 20 years ago, what he did in that Sweet 16 game against North Carolina, when, by the way, Villanova got freaking robbed.
Totally screwed.
On the Allen Ray walk,
oh, yeah.
which still makes yeah. me freaking sick that freaking ref called that walk. But Kyle Lowry was so exceptional in that game. I mean, he has been a winning player. Granted, that Villanova lost that game, but he's been a winning player for 20 years. He's just a stud. He's awesome. And I'm proud as a Philadelphian that he's a Sixer. I really am.
Even though he didn't shoot the ball well, but he did other things to help that team win. And there was a couple of series of in that game where Tyrese Maxey played defensively pretty well, like by staying in front of the ball handler.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
He's not great defensively, but
right.
he stepped up at some points yesterday in that game.
All right, Bishop, give me an answer for a French Connection for the Aerosmith tickets.
It's the one thing that leads to some great times, the French kiss.
Oh, sure, French kiss.
There you go.
You got it, my man. All right, let's get to, speaking of a Frenchman, Nicolas Batum and Joel Embiid as they talk to Lisa Salters right after the game. This is obviously on ESPN right after the game starts with Joel gets to Batum. Let's hear what went down.
In the first half, we couldn't make anything. We had some trouble moving the ball, and then this guy, he just, you know, got us going.
You told me before the game that you couldn't do it alone, Tyrese couldn't do it alone. It was going to take efforts like this from this guy. Just what impact did Nick have on this game on both ends?
Everything. He's the reason why we won, you know. Made a couple big shots, started to run, and then defensively, I think he was even better. Just getting into Jimmy, Tyler, he committed a stupid foul, but, you know, we'll take it.
Congratulations on the win, Nick. Just what was, you know, how did you know that you really had it going? What was the key to just everything working for you tonight?
No, in the first half, you know, I was trying to get this guy the ball a bit too much, huh? And we had to be more aggressive for my shot, so I think I had 3-4 turnovers in the first half. I just asked me and Buddy when he came in, was like, we got to shoot, and we did that, so, you know, burn the floors for him and Tyrese, and we did a good job in single out.
Congratulations on the win. Welcome to the first round of the playoffs.
Thank you.
See you Sunday.
Batum was just awesome last night. He did everything right except for one thing. He should have gone up to Jimmy Butler and said,
who do you think you are? I am.
I'm Batum.
It was just one of those nights for him, man. Incredible. Like, without even trying, throwing the ball backwards over his shoulder and it goes in. You know, Tyler Hero, in a critical moment, he's able to get a piece of that three-pointer. Yeah. He truly did everything you could hope for.
That and bricking for chicken changed the game.
Yeah,
changed the game. By the way, coming up more, how it went, because that was what happened after the game. How it went on during the game, the montage of the wild 76ers win, we're going to get to that. Great audio coming up here in 1 minute.
If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business and you're looking for a point-of-sale system that can truly make a difference, call PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty and delivery management, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money so you can focus on what really matters, your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team will create a custom game plan to fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature Systems. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
So, Seltzer, can you tell I'm getting pumped up here at the Sixers?
Yeah.
Can you tell I'm also confused?
Yeah, you're it's an issue right now.
It's an issue. Like, got to win. It was exhilarating.
It was a great game. Like, just in and of itself. Not
it
great.
Became,
it was fun.
It became a
fun game.
Yeah. Yes, it
in
did.
The end, it really was a fun game to watch at the end.
The Heat fans, though, they got to be. I mean, listen, we were.
And they were there in the building.
There were some people
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was surprised at that.
There were.
Yeah, and if you're a Heat fan, your Butler got hurt.
Get your ass back to Miami. If you're waking up here in the city of Philadelphia and you're a Heat fan, get out. All right? Enough of you. All right. Now,
get out.
We're done. By the way, go beat the Celtics. All right, beat the freaking
Bulls.
Beat the Bulls, beat the Celtics. Make sure you get Tatum injured somewhere in the process of that series. Clear way for the 76ers. Let's listen to how it went down last night. It was a wild game. Joe Wechter did a spectacular job putting together a spectacular montage of the action last night.
Harris goes back up, missed a layup, gets it again. Harris will try again, missed again. And the lead is up to 9, a 17-point turnaround here in the first half. Butler with his fourth steal, gets inside, lays it up and in. And boos raining down here in the first half from the frustrated Sixer fans. And that will end an impressive first half on the road for Miami, holding Joel Embiid to 2 of 8 shooting. And the Sixer fans not happy. But it's Miami up a dozen here in the play-in game.
So Stephen A., the 76ers are 2-14 this season when trailing by 10 or more at the half.
Oh, that means they're going to lose again.
Only so
that means.
There we have it.
All right, it's that time for chicken. Free chicken. Yes! And the crowd explodes. Batum fakes, Batum fires, and hits. And this place has come alive. And not just because of the chicken. It's an 8-point game. Sixers playing now with some tenacity. Nick Batum connects on a three. Third three-pointer of the game for Batum. It's back to 2. B, here comes the double team. Kicks it back out. Heald looking. Batum, no hesitation. Another. Nick Batum lighting it up. 4 three-pointers off the bench. Embiid tries a 3. Got it! Tie game!
They just feel like they're playing with an entirely different level of intention on both ends.
Batum, quick three-pointer. It's good! Nick Batum does it again! 5 three-pointers in Philadelphia. Their first lead since the first quarter. Back to Batum. Fakes, 1 dribble. Puts up another 3. It's good! It's a Batum bonanza here in the second half. The Sixers go up by 4. Batum on the drive. The pull-up shot won't go. Fight for the rebound. And B comes out with it. He's fouled. Shot is good. And 1. Chance for a 3-point play as the Sixers go back up by 1. Here goes Hero. Fires up. Block by Batum. Ball kept alive. Oubre comes up with a foul against Miami. Nick Batum with more heroics.
He goes out to dinner tonight in Philadelphia. He's not paying for dinner or drinks.
1-point game with 0.3 seconds remaining. Ball knocked loose. And that'll do it. The game is over and the Sixers survive. An inspiring victory here on the play-in game.
Just an awesome game. And it felt so bad for so long. But they found a way. And the Jimmy Butler injury, it certainly helped. But the Sixers did summon something there. Joel summoned something. Batum turned back the clock about 12 years in his career. Look, there weren't that many Sixers players that played that well. I thought Maxey was largely a disappointment. Tobias was a disaster. Oubre was okay. Heald was not good.
Heald was key, though, in that third quarter. When Heald and Batum scored all the points in the 11-2 run that got the Sixers back in it.
Here's my thing on Heald, though. I need more against better teams.
I think that's what you're going to get out of him.
I agree with you. He's only what he is. I mean, look, it's great to beat the Heat. They're not the best team in basketball. So, you know, the road's going to get harder. Guys, let's remember, the Sixers are going to be on the road every series the rest of the way. They won't have home court advantage in one series. Every round they play, they're going to play game one on the road, and every round they play, if it gets to a game seven, game seven's on the road. And that hasn't always been the case in recent years with the Sixers. Sometimes it has been, sometimes it has not been. So it's a tough road. You know, and that's the challenge up ahead.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.